Hello and welcome to the podcast, The Load Seeders, for the 15th of July, 2021. I'm joined by Carl.
Hello.
Today we're going to be talking about the billionaires in space, also the leftist Cuban embarrassment and BLM's endorsement of the poor, oppressed Cuban regime. Stunning and brave. And also Nonce Watch, which I'm hoping that GB News is going to steal and add it to an edition of Woke Watch with Andrew Neil. Just Nonce Watch with Andrew Neil coming up.
Well, assuming Andrew Neil ever comes back to GB News, isn't there?
Well, I'm sure we'll come back eventually and get the whip out.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, I don't know what else you could shoot. Well, I don't know what else you should do in that situation. Mm. Anyway, a couple of things to mention first. So the first one being the new article from Hannah Gell, which went up yesterday, which is about veganism and the rise of watermelon politics.
Yeah.
Green on the outside, red on the inside, because all the green parties inevitably turn out to be a bunch of socialists every single damn time without fail. So go and give that a read. That's free. The other thing I wanted to mention was the video we finished as soon as possible and is now going out. I think it's at 3 p.m. we have this going live.
I think so.
This is the video you did in which you talk about
the cancellation of Andrew Lawrence. Andrew Lawrence is a comedian I quite like. I've seen him live a bunch of times because he got cancelled in 2015 and started to do like small venues, and he toured around Swindon twice. And so I went to see him with Mrs. He's a good laugh. He's a funny guy. Obviously not very woke, and
funny guy, obviously not very woke.
obviously. And he decided that, look, they've laid out a particular line of logic and there's just this glaring hole as where the conclusion is, and he just kind of filled that conclusion, and that was enough to get him cancelled. So yeah, good stuff.
But otherwise, did nothing wrong in the eyes of the left, technically. He's following their logic. But
well, following their logic is what the thing that is
it's
wrong
a dangerous
is.
Idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so go and check that out after the podcast. That'll be up at 3 o'clock. We end at 2:30, I believe. So go and do that. But without further ado, let's get into the billionaires in space.
Yeah, billionaires in space. No one noticed because everyone was talking about everything else. Like, there seems to be so many more interesting things going on that very, very few people noticed. That Richard Branson successfully went into space on their, can we say Virgin flight? Not sure we can say that. But anyway, the first successful Virgin Galactic space flight. So Richard Branson's the first billionaire in space. It was a suborbital test flight. So it was 53 miles up. And apparently you have to go 50 miles up to be counting to be in space. So technically this is in space. And you can see from the picture here, he's floating around. He's got zero gravity.
Did he take a whole bunch of people with him?
He took a few people with him.
Yeah, because I remember when they were selling tickets for this, back when it was first an idea. Yeah. It was like 250,000 pounds or something.
Yeah, it is, yeah. They were just above 50 miles, and he was high-fiving the crewmates and had about 3 minutes of weightlessness and spectacular views of Earth, apparently, before coming back. Branson, I'm not angry about this because I'm not a leftist and I don't hate people who have made money.
Why are you angry about this?
Because you're a leftist. We'll get into why leftists are angry about this in a minute.
What?
Right?
This is an achievement. Why is
yeah,
this
I know.
Bad?
This is an amazing achievement of humanity, but also capitalism. So
what, capitalism's pushing us further as a species?
Yes, and that's bad.
Okay. Yeah, of course socialists think that.
Of course that's bad for them. But yeah, Branson said, "I've dreamt of this moment since I was a kid, but honestly, nothing could prepare you from the view of the Earth from space. It was just magical. I'm taking it all in. It's unreal." Well, congratulations. Well done, Mr. Branson. He went with a few other people who are also veterans of test flights, but not private ones, obviously, on the Unity hybrid rocket motor. So this, you know, went up. They went in space. It uses rubberized solid propellant with liquid nitrous oxide. I don't know anything about science. And by the way, if I sound like my nose is blocked, it's because it is, because I have a cold. So I apologize for any sniffles. But yeah, so they, you know, this is all nice sciencey stuff if you're into that.
Been planned for ages and it's finally come about. Did Justin Bieber go on the flight? Because I'm pretty sure he brought a ticket.
I have not seen any reports that he did. Oh. I imagine he will. I'm sure they'll do other flights though, so, you know.
I'd love to see the pictures of Richard Branson like having the time of his life and then turns around and it's Justin Bieber himself.
Yeah.
Why did I sell the tickets?
And so this craft accelerated to 3 times the speed of sound and then continued on. Getting up to 53 miles above the Earth, which is 3.5 miles above what NASA and the FAA consider the boundary of space. So good for them. So technically, he's been in space by how we define it. Afterwards, Unity's tail fins pivoted so it kind of falls down like a shuttlecock during re-entry. Then it descends to 55,000 feet, which when it then pivots back and glides down. And from there, they glided the space plane through a spiraling descent lined up on Spaceport America's 12,000-foot runway to a picture-perfect landing, closing out a flight that lasted 59 minutes from takeoff to touchdown. So hour-long journeys into space are now possible.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Now, let me tell you why it's bad. I'm not joking.
I want to see this take. How is this bad?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. So one thing that Branson did is take an LGBT flag up into space with him. For some reason, he took the Pride flag. Well, not for some reason, actually. To honor the Pulse nightclub victims, because he personally knew someone, he lost a loved one at the Pulse Orlando massacre, and he knows, he has friends who have known people who lost people there. So again, what are you going to say? You know, I'm not for, you know, LGBT as an activist movement, but okay, you lost gay friends.
Yeah. Islamists go in and murder a bunch of gay people at a gay club. I can see the reason to feel sorry.
It seems noble to me, you know, to do something like this. And then we'll go through the other billionaires before we get to the reaction to all of this. Elon Musk, of course, has SpaceX and has announced an all-civilian space flight crew. So... Well,
it's very Starship Troopers.
It is, isn't it? Well, the people who went with Branson were veterans, they were ex-military. So this would be a civilian one, but this is the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule that will be the first ever one piloted entirely by non-astronauts. It's a weird phrase.
Good pilot.
Yeah, I guess so. But this is being done by a chap called Jared Isaacman, who will command the mission, which is slated for late 2021, and will see the spacecraft take a multi-day trip into Earth's orbit, according to their press release. There are three additional seats on board the mission, which will be donated. One of them will be donated to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, an ambassador for them, and a member of the public who wins a competition to go with them. Nice.
Yeah, cool.
It's not bad, is it? Basically they're going to be raising money to help kids with cancer as they do this, as they break the boundaries of what man has yet achieved. And so the fourth seat will be the winner of the contest, which don't worry about that. But he wanted the mission to mark a historic moment to inspire humanity while helping to tackle childhood cancer, and also pledged to donate $100 million to the hospital as part of a push to raise $200 million more dollars for the organization's research. Cool, great. So, like, capitalism that does something good. Good stuff. And so this is very interesting. You would have thought that Elon Musk would be like, right, I'm going to be on that. But he's not, for some reason, which is weird, isn't it? Elon Musk said he's interested in joining the mission, but he's not going to go on this flight. He'll go on another one. But then he bought a ticket for a $250,000 ticket for Richard Branson's one. Which is weird if we can get to the next one. He purchased a ticket to fly on Virgin Galactic. It's a $10,000 deposit, and the final ticket price being $250,000. The SpaceX trip is apparently expected to be a lot more expensive, with tickets for the 10-day stay on the International Space Station being $55 million. So it's literally just going to be billionaires in space.
And kind of a tiny price as well, though. When you think about the cost of the International Space Station, it's over $1 trillion invested. So, 55 mil.
What, to get there and stay there for 10 days?
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Well, I suppose so. And so only 550 people have been to space since Yuri Gagarin left Earth in 1961. And so Branson's firm is essentially going to double the number of people holding astronaut wings in under 100 days. So that's cool. So it's actually going to be an industry of people every day just going up in space for an hour. Just chilling, coming back down, being like, wow, I've actually seen the Earth. It's not flat. I actually want to send a flat earther up there now. In fact, maybe we could crowdfund that. I mean, that seems really worth it, doesn't it? Who's the most prominent flat earther in the world? Send them up there. But like, look, now what? You've literally been on the plane the entire time. Look, you've seen it. What now? And of course, the final billionaire who's going is, of course, Jeff Bezos. He's launched a company called Blue Origin, which in their Shepard rocket is counting down the date for its first crewed flight on July the 20th this year, when Jeff Bezos and three others, including his brother, will be going into space, and you can watch it live on the internet. Which, you know, the Bezos didn't win, Branson won, of all the billionaires. I thought that Bezos would have had the most money to just shovel into it and go. But yeah, so Mercury 13 aviator Wally Funk will be joining him, as well as his brother Mark, and so far anonymous auction winner who paid $28 million for the seat. Yeah, so that's very interesting, isn't it? You think, oh, good. Mankind is still capable of doing things. You know, if you're a capitalist, you'd be like, ah, capitalism is capable of doing things. And so the communists are... I'm not going to swear. They're very upset about this. CNN whined about this, going, oh, it's disappointing. Why was it disappointing? Well,
were you expecting to get a moon? Like,
yeah, exactly. What were you expecting?
Oh, didn't even get to meet an alien.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't even bring back a terrible alien disease that's wiping out humanity. No, first there's the environmental cost of space travel. Oh, God.
Shut up.
You Jesus watermelons, Christ. Shut up.
If we get two planets, you don't need to care anymore. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Like, we'll solve climate change by just getting another climate.
Well, that's the point. Elon Musk is going to colonize Mars, isn't he? It's like, well, there we go. Problem solved. Yeah, so Virgin Galactic claims the carbon footprint of its passengers for its first suborbital flight is comparable to that of a business ticket on a transatlantic flight. Yeah, that's not a very good defense, because they're whining about that too. And so they complain because, yeah, but you carry far fewer passengers. Per passenger, per kilometre, Branson's more than 160-kilometre journey to the edge of space cost 12 kilograms of carbon. Oh,
I bet we
God.
Better shoot the Wright brothers as well. I bet they were really inefficient compared to modern-day jets.
Well,
absolute moron.
Are we running out of carbon? I mean, what's the problem here?
No, but they're like, oh, you know, he's inefficient at going to space. Yeah. As if this will be how it is forever. And also, like, this matters at all.
Yeah.
Because the ultimate goal of space exploration is to take over another planet and make us a two-planet species, which makes us indestructible. Like, literally, we could turn the rain in the UK, in the world, to sulfuric acid, and it wouldn't matter because we'd all live on another planet, so who would care?
I'd rather we didn't do that, though.
But that's the point. It's like, oh, no, but you might harm the environment. So I like what? I'm off.
Well, I'm just thinking, brilliant, Imperium of Man. I mean, we already have space marines.
Yes.
We need an empire now.
Yes.
Intergalactic empire.
And then who cares? You lost one planet.
And then we need to kill some Tyranids.
Soon.
But yeah, anyway, so moving on, the leftists are not happy about this. The Independent, whining. As the global super rich taking joyrides in space, our precious planet burns.
Again, just not thinking at all. Like, these people who just have the cult of the sun. Like, I don't know much about climate change and all this argument. I don't really care about the subject that much because it just sounds so toxic and boring. But I hate the side of it, which is just sun god worshippers who are just like, yeah, but what about the holy sun god that's being harmed
by you
driving
the bus? Have you considered Sol Invictus? So it's clear that we have to radically curb the lifestyles of the super rich. It's clear, Callum. It's clear. The communists are telling us it's clear. Don't you understand?
Because of climate change.
Because of climate change. But before we get too smug, I love the way they're smug already. They've done nothing. What have you done? You've written an article. What are you being smug about? I've come to the right position from left-wing philosophy. That's what.
I produce less CO2 than Richard Branson.
Yeah, but that's the point, isn't
it?
Because
you don't do anything.
Well, no, I've declared that we need to curb the lifestyles of billionaires. I'm going to be smug about it. Well, wait a minute. We're not quite done yet. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you haven't done anything. Before we get too smug, it's important to remember the UK is one of the richest countries on the planet. Okay, now I'm getting smug. and we too can make positive changes to our lifestyles and policies. I'm pretty sure being one of the richest planets countries is good enough. But we need a ban on space tourism.
Shut up, you brain lot.
Literally, humans do something great and the left are like, we need to ban that.
No, this is very much the cult of the sun climate change types. Like, I remember, I've spoken about this before, we were listening to a lady who was... I think she was instrumental to Extinction Rebellion and also was a leading member of Greenpeace and the Green Party. And she called into Rajid Nawaz and was like, yeah, the reason I left is because we were talking about how to get to the 2050 target that the Paris Climate Accords made. And the solution in the room, everyone agreed, was we need to stop everything. Like, we're going to have roving blackouts for 2 days of the week to make sure that we stay at the target. And she said, that's insane. Let's come up with another suggestion. And they all just disagreed and said, no, that's not what I'm going for. Rolling blackouts for 2 days a week.
Right, okay.
Well, I was like, right, you people have... You're not
insane.
Useful. You're just sun god worshippers. You have no interest in solving anything.
Anyway, let's continue with the things that the left is planning to ban.
I hate
No, it's all right, it's all right. We need a ban on space tourism, private jets, and unnecessary frequent flying, or indeed any unnecessary flights, until and unless a genuinely zero carbon form of flight is developed.
But we just kill unnecessary people as well. They produce carbon.
Well, I'm reasonably sure that if you produce a rail gun that fired leftists into the sun, that would be very low carbon. You know, they can go for a flight and maybe
Don't worry, it runs on solar panel.
See if we can develop zero carbon parachutes so when they come down, they might survive. The climate emergency...
parachute made carbon.
The climate emergency merits actions even more urgent than those taken in the Second World War, where the rich had to pitch in, like, literally the Luftwaffe over bombing. It's like, sorry.
The Luftwaffe are the climate heroes of our day.
They bombed
so many factories.
No, climate change is worse than the Luftwaffe. It's worse than German invasions, right? Where the rich had to pitch in like everyone else and share on the rationing of transport fuel along with everyone else.
Yep,
in the interest of fairness and winning the war, we need flight rationing, not elitist space tourism, and we need it now. Do we, though? We're not running out of fuel.
Like, sun cultists, man.
Yeah, like everyone's there going, God, I wish I had a bit of fuel so I could farm my crops. And the billionaire's like, ha ha ha, ha no, I'm yeah. going into space. No, that's not what's happening. You lunatics, right? Also, the gays aren't happy about this.
What?
Billionaire takes pride flag to space while LGBTQ people on Earth suffer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't believe there are gay people on Earth suffering and you're flying into space on the pride flag.
I'm in favor of your railgun solution now. Don't you know the people who are having a bad time elsewhere on the planet? Yeah, it's a big place. Can do other things.
Believe it or not, you don't actually rule the entire world. It's hard to believe. But I
went into space, but did you know I got a paper cut today? I don't care.
Yeah, well, a child went hungry somewhere in Africa, therefore.
There were black nationalists who made a song during the moon landings, and it was called I Can't Pay No Doctor Bills But Whitey on the Moon. And it was just like, how much of a dunce do you have to be to get to the solution?
Good God. Anyway, so it's nice to see that Donald Trump took credit for all of this.
Okay, I love Trump, but how did this happen?
Dunno. He said, we're very proud of that. It was close to 75 years. It was the Air Force, and now we did Space Force, which is going to be so vital. And we not only did it, I mean, it's up and running, and it's really great. I made it possible for them to do this. I actually said to my people, let the private sector do it. These guys want to come in with billions of dollars. Let's lease them facilities, because you need certain facilities to send up rockets, and we have those facilities. So I said, hey, look, if Elon wants to send up a rocket, let him do it. We'll charge him some rent. Let him do it. Let these guys do it. And we're seeing advancement now, and I don't believe we would ever seen it before if we'd done it in the old-fashioned way.
That's actually pretty base.
That is actually quite a good take, isn't it?
Also, NASA is kind of a, like every government program, like, sure, it can do a thing, but it also can be infected with nonsense. Like,
it's also going to be a massive drain on resources.
Massively inefficient by comparison to the private sector.
Yes.
Like, they had to be there to set up the starting parts of this technology for the 60s to get to the moon. I get that, but they've had their time.
But Trump's reasoning is totally sound. It's like, look, we're not sending people to the moon or anything. We've got these facilities. They're going to pay us huge amounts of money to use these facilities. Let them do it.
Well, also, NASA has a bit of an embarrassing organization because they've had deadline after deadline of they're going to have a moon base here. We're going to have, you know, orbits again here. We're going to put people back on the moon. And every single time it gets dropped.
Yeah. And so let the private industries do it. I mean, why not?
Although I do hate the idea of having virgin space marines. Should be Chad Space Marines. I don't want the Virgin label on anything around here.
Well, remember, the Virgin crew are civilians.
Oh, okay. Virgin civilians.
Yeah, they had two ex-military guys on them, but they're not...
They're not Virgin.
But yeah, so humans still going in space. The private sector is going in space. Communist mad. End of story.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry, nothing makes me more mad about the sun cultist people. It's just like, you can't go to space, that makes carbon. And you just look at them like, why are we going into space? Think about it. Why do we want to go to Mars? What for?
Yeah.
I bet these are the kind of people who get mad about like asteroid mining in 2100.
Oh, no, they absolutely would. They've already said it. I've already seen articles of them saying, like, look, the universe doesn't belong to us. We need to preserve the universe. Like, for who? For what? You know,
you're harming Mother Moon by mining on her.
No, that's literally the argument that I've seen made. And it's like, but what are we preserving the universe for? It seems to be absolutely empty.
Yeah, just absolute cultists.
There's nothing out there apart from, like, resources we could use.
Like, they actually believe in Gaia, don't they? I think Gaia's a real thing.
I mean, I'd have to ask them, I suppose, on an individual level. But I've seen them literally arguing for the preservation of the universe for reasons.
As if the universe gives a toss about preservation as well.
To hell with the universe. We need to defeat the universe.
I'd endorse this message. Anyway, so let's go into the Western leftists who are having a bit of an embarrassing moment because of Cuba. And it is their embarrassment, and they're not really sure what to do. So to get the first thing up, which is just the protest going on in Cuba. So you can see this is just footage that's come out. My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, because of course I don't speak Spanish, complex topic, is that the internet's been cut off in Cuba for most people. Presumably whoever's in charge still has internet because that's how social
works. The Communist Party of Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was all this footage of people protesting, just to demonstrate, is what we're playing on screen right now, is just crowds gathering and protesting and whatnot. And of course there have been subsequently just word getting out about what's going on. I haven't seen much footage. So if we go to the next one, this is some Catholic place reporting that a priest who was attending the protests has been arrested because that's socialism. So in here they say the priest is being held in Monte Carlo police station in Spanish name, accused of public disorder.
Camagay?
But he's under, 96 hours. He's been kept in there on various charges for just because he's protesting, because this is socialism. It's not fake socialism. It's not real socialism. It is real socialism because it's the same as every other place.
But it's actual socialism.
Yeah. So if you go to the next one as well, there's been some footage coming out of people claiming that people are being shot in their houses. So presumably they were at the protests or they did something the government didn't like. And you can see in this footage someone who looks like a police officer breaks into the place and then they've got a gun drawn and then it cuts and then you see a bunch of blood on the floor from where a guy was. So, again, I don't speak Spanish. I don't know the truth of this. I just want to show it because people are claiming this. That's my
point. I can't believe that communists would shoot people unjustly.
Yeah, it's not like it's without the remit of what would go on. Now is it? So let's just leave that there. So the poor Cuban regime that has been so oppressed because people want freedom instead of socialism. So what's the Western leftist response to this? Because the response on the ground is pretty clear. Like, you've got the freedom people who want freedom, and then you've got the socialists who are shooting and beating them. So hit BLM. Let's go to BLM. The non-Marxist organization, remember? Totally not Marxist. Got no connection to Marxism. Taking the knee? That's not socialist. That's just racial justice. Good God. Anyway, here's their statement on Cuba. As if they need one. BLM condemns the U.S. federal government inhumane treatment of Cubans.
they're the ones. The U.S. government is the ones inhumanely treating Cubans. Got it.
Cubans, we want freedom. Cuban government. How did the U.S. do this?
Yeah, why did the U.S. government do this? Yeah,
Jesus
exactly.
Christ. This cruel and inhumane policy, instituted with the explicit intention of destabilizing the country and undermining Cubans' right to choose their own government.
Oh, my God. Oh, really? That's I mean, right, just to be clear, is Fidel Castro and Che Guevara, were they Cuban? I'm pretty sure they weren't.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they come from Latin America. Right, and I'm pretty sure that like Che Guevara was a doctor in some Latin American country and became a communist revolutionary. Castro might have come from Cuba, but like, you know, a bunch of foreigners came and took over Cuba is basically one way of looking at it, as I understand it.
But I do know something about the election process in Cuba because I remember watching a bread tuber's video about this. Yeah, the election process. So there was a bread tuber I watched who was trying to explain in excruciating detail about how they're totally free and fair and how the Cuban people have the ability to send representatives. I was just like, man, what? State of bread tube. Like, Cuba is the bastion of democracy, unlike imperialist America.
Well, it's very much the Stalin approach to it, isn't it? It's not the votes that matter, it's who counts the votes that matter. And I suppose if the dictator's counting the votes, well, look at that, he won again.
Yeah, but the US is to blame, unlike the Cuban people who get to choose their own destiny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Also, I just, like, the endless, like, socialism on its own fails to produce wealth, and therefore this is the US fault as well.
Yeah, they're complaining about the embargo, aren't they?
Like, don't want to trade with the capitalists. That's the whole point of having socialist revolution.
How can the capitalists put an economic embargo on those people who are trying to destroy the capitalists? I don't know. Why should they trade with you? Why do you want to trade with them?
I thought they were evil. I thought you were exploiting people by trading with them.
Is it true that socialism can't exist without capitalists to provide them with resources? Because that's what it sounds like.
So they say in here, the US has forced pain and suffering on the people of Cuba. By cutting off food, medicine, and supplies made in capitalist countries by exploitation.
Things
you don't want. Costing the tiny island nation an estimated $130 billion US dollars. Don't you mean stopping you from exploiting the workers of foreign countries? Because that's how this works in the socialist mindset.
Yeah, how was it produced if not through exploitation?
Like, if you're a socialist and you trade with the United States, you are stealing from the workers of the United States who are being oppressed by capitalists. This is why socialists don't want to trade with capitalist countries. in theory, of course, because in practice they realise socialism don't work.
Yeah, in practice they've never had a problem with it, and they've always exported vast amounts of resources to the capitalist countries because that makes them money.
Mm. Because they can't make money elsewhere.
Yeah, for some reason the socialist economies just suck.
The number of 130 billion, don't know where that comes from. Just
well,
made
we'll,
up.
We'll just take Black Lives Matter's word for it.
Apparently the GDP of Cuba is estimated at 100 billion, so... again, the authority on this, BLM, totally not a Marxist organization, continues to defend the Cuban regime by saying, the people of Cuba are being punished by the US government because the country has maintained its commitment to sovereignty and self-determination. Cuba has maintained its commitment to sovereignty and self-determination.
Well, I mean, it's sovereign.
But
that's one aspect of it that's true.
The people of Cuba. The people of Cuba who don't get the ability to vote their elected officials out of office or hold the Communist Party anywhere to account. They just have to deal with it because that's how socialism works.
I tell you what I'll do is I'll tweet at the Cubans and see what they reply. Oh, what, their internet's off? Oh, okay.
We'll go to Donald Trump, ask him.
Oh, wait, he's gone too. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. So they say in here, US leaders have tried to crush this revolution for decades because it's socialist. Why wouldn't you? If you were a free-thinking person who values humanity, instead of international amity, respect, and goodwill, the US government has only instigated suffering for the country's 11 million people, of which 4 million are black and brown.
And that's the part that matters.
No, how do you even determine that? What on earth are you talking about?
The seven... Well, I mean, there are white people in Cuba?
But I thought Hispanics were all black anyway. I thought they were black and brown people by definition, all those oppressed Mexicans.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't have thought that Cubans were white. Not that I really care, but like
I know, like not a thing for liberals, but just like the perspective is like from the socialists is that the U.S. government, by say the migration camps, is oppressive and disgusting because it won't take the brown people from Mexico, and yet the Cubans, they're white. Yeah. Okay.
Well, is the Cuban regime white? I mean,
I don't know. I guess.
So I mean, can you not get this to turn around on them and then be like, actually, yeah, they are oppressing them.
But also the stupid idea of being like, well, the Cuban socialists have overthrown the government and put in a socialist dictatorship, and the US doesn't respect that. How horrible of them! BLM, conservatives, Marxist organization. If we can make that any more clear.
Well, I mean, like. I don't know what we would have to do to make it more clear. The founder of BLM is like, yeah, I'm a Marxist. I'm buying my Marxist houses and my Marxist money, and that's Marxism in action. And also we want to destabilize the family and abolish private property. And it's like, okay, why would we deal with this? Oh, yeah, defund the police, of course, because why would you want that? So, I mean, what more do you need to do?
I'm getting really mad at the conservatives in this country. In the US, I have seen the conservatives there, the Republican Party, getting this point solid, which is nice. But I can't listen to another goddamn UK conservative tell me that Black Lives Matter is just about racial...
That's right, Steve Baker. Take that knee. Take the knee, Steve Baker, you bloody idiot.
Kneel to communism. God. They continue. BLM, continue. Cuba has historically demonstrated solidarity with oppressed people of African descent. From protecting black revolutionaries like Assata Shakur through granting her asylum.
Oh, the race communist who shot a cop and then fled to Cuba because she was supposed to be arrested.
What happens if a Cuban shoots a Cuban cop? Well, they get killed, don't they?
Well, they get killed for not even shooting a cop, apparently.
Assata Shakur, she's a good person. Why? Because she shot an imperialist cop. That's how this works. Oh, God. So they continue. Also supporting black liberation struggles in Angola, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau, and South Africa.
That went well.
I love it. Like, we just to make sure my history was correct on this, the only one I know particularly about is the Angolan one we looked up just before, which is that the Cubans sent over 300,000 people and loads of equipment and support to the communist revolutionaries in Angola who were fighting a war against black Angolans. So blacks fighting blacks, and they're like, yeah, we're standing up for blacks by funding the communists.
The capitalists are the white ones.
This isn't a race war, but okay. And then the South Africans, of course, got involved. And well, after the revolution and they won the war, what did they do? Well, they abandoned communism within a year because communism, crap.
Or you could look at how South Africa went, where they didn't abandon communism. And the socialist parties took over, and then the more radical ones created, was it a revolution without leaders, which is now currently tearing the country apart, literally having entire shopping centres burned down. And you have people like forming actual like Napoleonic lines and shooting at looters in the street. It's like brilliant.
If there is one thing that has done well, like the injection of socialism into the African continent has done no good. every single
Africa's
country
been
that's adopted
ruined
terrible.
By socialism. Look at it, like every single country in Africa that sucks is a socialist country. I mean, look at Zimbabwe, right? They're taken over by communists. Or you look at the sort of like Botswanas of Africa, which weren't taken over by communists and doing really well. It's like, sorry, it's obviously about the economic system.
Anyway, so then they say at the last bit here, now we look to President Biden to end the embargo, something Barack Obama called for in 2016, which is a big L on Biden and Obama here, where it's like the BLM, who just wrote a big long list about why, oh man, we love communism and also the socialist government of Cuba, the poor oppressed socialist regime. And also, we now look to Biden and Obama as our heroes. It's like, yeah, it kind of makes Biden and Obama look like socialist sympathizers.
Sure, but this is a really interesting statement. This embargo is a blatant human rights violation and must come to an end. That's really interesting, right? Because that implies that socialists having access to capitalism is a human right.
Because otherwise we have to beat everyone in the streets. Which, but actually they do anyway with access to capitalism.
Of course, but like, if you deny us access to capitalist countries, you're violating our human rights, is a really interesting admission that socialism is the worst thing that you could possibly do.
What a wonderful take. Yeah. So this is BLM. BLM. Get it into your goddamn heads, UK conservatives. I'm not listening to anyone tell me again that it's just about racial justice. Or we ought to take the knee because someone said the N-word on Twitter. Get stuffed. Socialism, go to hell. Anyway, moving over to the, let's say, mainstream Democrats rather than the BLM organization. What has their response to this been? So some guy...
BLM isn't mainstream with the Democrats. I mean,
fair,
like,
fair
come
point,
on.
Fair point. Well, they haven't got invited to the White House, did they? They got ghosted.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
So right. the White House response to this, so we mentioned previously how all the corporate press in the White House were refusing to say that socialism is the problem here, and they're continuing with that. So someone from Fox News asked the question to, how do you say her name, Paxi?
Jen Psaki.
Something like that. So she gets asked, do you think the people are leaving because of communism? They don't like communism, therefore they're leaving. Can you say that? And she responded with, I think we've been pretty clear. They are opposed to oppression, to the mismanagement of the government in the country.
So yeah, communist oppression.
No, but you see that she's saying the mismanagement.
Sure.
Well, it's just not real socialism. That's her argument.
That is basically what she's saying, yeah.
Yeah, Cuba, the reason they're coming is just because it's not real socialism. If the Cuban government reforms a little bit, then it would be real socialism, it'll all work, and they wouldn't have to come here. What's wrong with you? You're the White House of the United States.
You're currently embargoing Cuba.
What has happened to the world where the United States, the White House of the United States, can't say socialism bad?
Because, I can explain this. It's the same reason that all of the questions about, like, the internet's right and left-wing politics from 3 or 4 years ago, where's feminism gone? Where have the alt-right gone? Well, I mean, a lot of the assumptions of both sides have just been folded into the left-right positions now. So now they're just assumptions. So basically, the Democrats are running on a bunch of communist assumptions. And so when they see communists around the country, around the world, they can't just be like, they're bad. They're like, oh no, they're mismanaging it.
Yeah, unlike us, who are doing socialism correctly.
Yes.
Great, come on, tell your voters more about that, I guess. Anyway, so they're not the only ones. This isn't a slip-up, as we mentioned in the previous questions about this as well. But there's been a statement from the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, which is bad. And he says, to the concept of people getting on a raft and trying to come to the United States because they're fleeing socialism, which would be the first country they could get to safely.
Florida.
If they went straight from Cuba to Florida, that would actually be a legitimate way of seeking asylum because you're going to the first
At least
country.
Legally, you know, you're not yep. fleeing from France.
You're not going through 12 countries of Europe and arriving in the UK. Here, he says, if you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States.
Oh, now we're against immigration, are we?
He also says, do not risk your life trying to come to the United States illegally.
Oh, based. I mean, yeah, keep going about how illegal immigration's bad, even though they are actual refugees.
So on the Mexican border, when you have people from Mexico just
Not
jumping
even
over.
People from Guatemala.
But, like,
know?
They're already in a safe country. You can say what you like about the cartels and all that, but it is a safe country. It's not at war. There are places you can go and be safe. And there, you go from there, the United States, you just jump. There's nothing, like, oppressing you on the other side right now, and you're just like, I want to get in. That's fine. That's not illegal immigration. We should import that more and more, so says Biden and the Democrats. But if you're coming from a socialist country, you're an illegal immigrant. We'll send you back.
You know exactly why they're doing this, though.
Yeah.
They're doing this because everyone knows that the Cuban community in Florida is incredibly Republican. Because they fled from socialism.
Because they're not socialists.
Yeah, and they're all be like, look, the Democrats are a bunch of commies. You should probably oppose them. And they know, and they're like, well, don't come here.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good for us. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There have been huge rallies of Cubans living in the Florida who are rallying with the freedom-loving Cubans. And, yeah, they don't support socialism, so they don't support Democrats. I mean, is the message getting through yet?
That's literally it.
I, I don't know what else could be better for people who support the Democrats to realize that they are a bunch of socialist supporters. Anyway, getting back to the socialist supporters.
It's so transparent, though. I love how transparent it is. Yes, yes. If you're coming from Guatemala and you're going to go to California, you're obviously going to vote Democrat. Come, come. Oh, we'll bust you in. We'll get, like, what was it? Pueblos San Fronteras, the, you know, George Soros's People Without Borders organization to literally bus thousands of people up to the border so you can come across and we'll escort you across. But if you're coming from Cuba and you've gotten a raft that you made yourself to escape the tyrannical government that will shoot you, stay home.
You're not a real asylum seeker. Because socialism's wonderful.
Unbelievable.
The White House of the United States, what an embarrassment. Like, I know people always talk about, like, oh, Trump was a bit buffoonish and that hurt the US's reputation. Oh, nothing could harm the US reputation more than endorsing socialism tacitly. And that's what they've done. Anyway, so getting back to the Conservatives, let's go to the UK, because I just wanted to make this blisteringly clear, because we've been having this. This couldn't come at a better time, could it? The Conservatives in the UK, so you can see here, Tory MP says party must change attitude towards taking the knee. Steve Baker says this might be a decisive moment for our party amid backlash over abuse at footballers, taking the knee being the socialist salute. There's a reason it's called that.
Libertarians, we need to have a chat, right? Because I really like the principles that you stand by. But why is it every single time it comes down to the crunch, you side with the socialists?
Goddamn irritating.
Why is that?
I love it, though. It's just like, we should adopt socialism because I can't stand rude leftists online. I'm sorry, Steve. This is not good. If conservatives cannot fight socialists on a cultural level, what is the point in a conservative?
Yeah. Well, Steve Baker is not a conservative. He's a libertarian.
I know, but he is a Conservative Party MP.
Yes.
And it's goddamn cringe. He's not the only one, of course. There was Johnny Mercer.
I hope Peter Hitchens is cyberbullying him.
There's Johnny Mercer as well, is the next one, which we mentioned the other day, in which, as you can see from the headline here, backs England football player Tyrone Mings, who hit out a Priti Patel on Twitter after racist abuse. Priti Patel being the one who was like, yeah, don't take the socialist salute as the national football team.
Yeah.
And then for that, like, he's like, oh man, you're showing the party to be bad in the public sphere because you're promoting racism. Stop being a socialist. Stop perpetuating socialist nonsense. If you don't support socialism, you're a racist. How is that different from the Labour Party line? Why are you Labour? Why are you Labour? I don't know what else to say to these people.
And so, the great thing is, you could literally just repeat whatever Priti Patel says, because she's got this great way of dealing with the Labour Party in Parliament as well. She's got a particularly sharp look about her when she's like, I will not take lectures from these people who are constantly racially abusing me and portray me literally in their newspapers as a fat cow. Like, they literally did a graphic of her as a cow. And obviously, she's Indian, so now this has extra dimensions of what I guess you could describe as racial offence if you were in the Labour Party, and yet they're constantly berating her for being the problem. No, she's the only one doing the right thing here, as far as I'm concerned.
Whenever a leftist talks to you about racism, just ignore them. They are not talking in a justified way or in a legitimate way.
Ask them why they're a paedophile, which we'll talk about in the next section.
Yeah, they're not interested in these things at all. Do not fall for their absolute nonsense, because they are not trying to be sincere. Which is why it's so goddamn painful to see conservatives be like, oh my god, Priti Patel opposing socialism. Why is she doing that? Because she's a Conservative MP. Aren't you one too?
Because she's based, all right?
Yeah, so he said in response to Tyrone being like, how dare you not support socialism? If you don't, you're a racist. By saying, the painful truth is that this guy's completely right. Very uncomfortable with the position the Conservatives are needlessly forcing ourselves into. Do I fight it or remain silent? Modern conservatism was always so much more to me. We must not lose our way. What on earth was conservatism before then?
Yes, this football player is absolutely right about politics, says one Conservative MP.
Because Priti Patel is like, don't do socialist salute in the national team. That's gesture politics. It's a polite way of criticising it. Should have been more fervent, let's be honest. And he's like, nah, you don't get to criticise us for this. If you do, you're a racist. And Conservative MP Johnny Mercer is like, yeah, that's the position I stand with. Why are you Labour? Stop. Stop being a Labour. God damn. So there's also the Islamo leftist response to the situation in Cuba, which is just hilarious, because of course it is. So I love this graphic from Guido Fawkes. Guido Fawkes is a bit gossipy, but they do some good memes.
Yeah.
So you can see Zara Toltana, our favorite Islamo leftist.
Yep.
She was spending the last week whining about the US, the new, crime bill the Tories brought through, which again, stuff in there I don't agree with, not a huge fan of it, but she can say, protests, very important, a human right, something we must defend. On Cuba, cut the feed, nothing to talk about here. In fact, what she did decide to talk about was the US bad. So we can scroll down, there's a tweet in there. The US blockade is estimated to have cost Cuba $753 billion.
Okay.
Again, just number pulled out of your behind, I guess. BLM
didn't
like,
cost Fidel Castro that, though, did he? He died with $900 million in his assets.
Yeah.
Didn't cost him.
But I also love that like BLM's like $130 million, Zara Totana's $700 billion. Why not just say infinite money? Why not? I mean, what's stopping you? You're only lying anyway, so who cares? But yeah, the Islamo-leftists of the UK siding with the poor, oppressed Cuban regime. But
again, again, all of them are saying, look, without the capitalist countries, Cuba dies. Like, if you care about Cuba, the key demand is for Washington to end this economic war on the country. You mean give them what they want.
Yeah, it's a weird backhanded compliment to the socialist camp, isn't it?
To the socialists?
Yeah, the fact that she's like, well, if you don't have access to capitalism, this is against human rights.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's a weird backhanded compliment to the capitalists, though. I mean, like, you know, you need us.
No, but it's like, yeah, the communism are suffering. Why? Because they don't have access to capitalism.
Because the capitalists won't help them.
Make communism sound awful, Zara, but okay. But the only interesting thing I wanted to end this on in a bit of a white pill, let's say, is Pitbull. Pitbull came out in favor of the Cuban people, which is pretty based.
Yeah.
So him being, I think he's part Cuban himself or something.
Right.
So he said we need to wake up because it's about freedom and human rights. And he just did like a Instagram video in which he's like, yeah, it's about freedom to help the people who don't want to help out the Cuban people.
Based.
They're the ones suffering because of socialism. He's like,
excellent.
But I love how in the United States this seems to be understood. In the UK, even our conservatives struggling with this point. And I don't know how to make it more clear to them than BLM endorses the Cuban regime. Can we please oppose socialism now as conservatives, if you should be so kind?
It's okay to oppose socialism if you're a conservative. That's fine. You're allowed.
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with conservatism in the UK. But man, we might have to oppose socialism. Yeah, that's kind of the point in you, but...
Adding to that, if you're a conservative in the UK, it's okay to oppose when the Labour Party tries to expose children to sexuality. In fact, you should do that. That is a duty of yours. It is your job to protect the innocence of children from the predatory advances of the Labour Party. Anywhere you find it. And whenever something like this happens, something like this happens in particular, you should make a big deal about it. Every conservative MP, every conservative activist should be saying, Labour, in fact, what was the exact phrase that was being used was it Labour dildo butt monkey?
Is that the mascot now for the party?
Yeah, that as far as the Conservative Party should be concerned, that's the Labour Party right there. Labour dildo butt monkey who wants to teach your kids to read.
I'm gonna Photoshop that into some Labour leaflets later.
That's a great idea, actually. Because that's what the Labour Party did in Redbridge, a small London constituency. So an investigation was initiated into against a library in this Labour constituency that was commissioning this group of people to do whatever they're doing, for some reason, to promote reading among kids.
Why does reading among kids need a butt monkey?
Yeah, that's a great question. Why does it need an 8-inch dildo? Why does it need that? I can't explain it, but then I don't vote Labour. So, I mean, I just... I had vote Conservative, and I can't explain why the Conservatives aren't... Look, the left of pedos, the left of pedos, the left of pedos. Because what are you doing? What is this, right? So, in a video that had gone viral on social media platforms, the monkey character runs out from the library on the street with two other performers holding a placard. This was at London's Redbridge Library, which is, of course, run by the local council. They all break into dance outside. Most of the people who saw the video are outraged as the monkey's fake genitalia kept flapping in all directions as he danced on the street, and the library claimed the event was to promote reading among kids. why conservatives, can't you just, like, you've got a glorious open goal here, right? The left are busy sexualizing kids. You can score a really strong hit against them at this point, and you're just silence. I've not seen a single conservative MP mention this.
But you think this is easy such an win. Open goal. You'd have your press person. They've all got press people who are all connected to everyone in media. You'd call up the Times. You'd call up LBC. You'd call up Talk Radio. Be like, I want to do a segment on the dildo monkey.
Yeah,
and what's the guy at Talk Radio going to say? No, we're not going to do that. No, of course we're going to be like to do that.
Exactly. Labour's rainbow dildo butt monkey. That's where they're at in 2021. I mean, they're not in power, obviously, you know. But anyway, but the age of the kids that this was supposed to promote reading to... Wait for it. Wait for it. 4 to 11 prepubescent children. Visible disgust, I agree. Obviously, this got slightly criticised on social media, if you can believe it. The actor belonged to his troop.
Wait, why did no one there pull out a rock?
Well, middle of town, I suppose. Where are you going to get a rock from? The actor belonged to a troupe of street performers called Mandinga Arts, based in South Clapham South. The website says they have a distinctive style, which I agree with, bringing together live music, carnival, street costume, puppetry, and dance, drawing all the diverse influences from Europe, Latin America, Caribbean, and Africa, as well as Little St. James, it seems. That went above your head, didn't it?
No, that's Jeffrey Epstein's island, isn't it?
Okay, that was gold. Come on. Anyway, some people questioned the Redbridge Labour Council that had reportedly organised the event. Yeah, I bet they did.
Notably, this is art, don't you know? This is Labour art.
Yes. Well, Jas Athwal, the Labour Council leader, issued a strong statement against the event and called it disgusting. But thank goodness.
So why'd you organise it?
Yeah, well, I imagine he personally didn't organise it, but like, you know, right. Some underlings who are running the council's library were like, yeah, this is fine. He says, as soon as I learned of this, I took immediate action. I contacted Vision and they've confirmed all subsequent events have been cancelled. Good. That's right. And you conservatives, you should be bullying him all across the media at this point, being like, well, you know, how is it that this went on without his knowledge? He's clearly not in control. The Labour Party would do this to you.
Who's fired?
Exactly.
How many
Who's
heads
fired?
Have rolled?
Exactly. Who's fired? Right. And the Labour Party would do this to you this relentlessly.
Not, this is what I mean. Like, why is this not currently the biggest conversation going on? And instead, we're arguing about people saying the N-word online.
Yeah.
Like, this is such an easy win. Why is this not the narrative you are setting as the party?
And it's really embarrassing. But the thing is, right? This he was quite angry about this because a conservative activist had said this needs an explanation, and he's like, oh, I will deal with this Monday morning. This was a couple of hours ago. I will not take lectures from a Johnny Come Lately, which is referencing the activist who mentioned him. It's like, dude, you're putting a giant dildo in kids' faces. I don't think you should be morally grandstanding. Like, I think you should be like, oh God, I'm so sorry about this.
Sorry, what have you got better to do as well?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know. But interestingly, apparently, Mandinga Arts has worked with Redbridge Libraries on several projects. This isn't the first one. Earlier in 2021, they participated in the Day of the Dead celebrations. They have a controversial history of using not-so-decent characters for its events. Last year, they hosted a week of, quote, inclusive story time for LGBT plus History Month with drag queen Mama G. The same artist promoted the Summer Reading Challenge for Kent Libraries this year. That's interesting. And so when this broke, the...
So drag queen story time now comes with a dildo monkey.
Well, it's a separate event, but, you know, your kids can attend both.
Part of the exercise.
But anyway, so when they were first challenged on this, I think this is really interesting. If we get to the next one, you can see screenshots that they had posted. So if you scroll down on this one, this is obviously an anti-Labour Party.
What a headline that
is. But look at that, though. What is the? I do not want my 4 to 11 year old children seeing this at all, right? But if you scroll down a bit, you can see that Redbridge Libraries had put Meddlesome Monkey at Good Maze Library. You know, did you catch them? Blah, blah, blah. And then Exeter Library, again, another local council, was like, that shock when the monkey turned around, ha ha ha. And then they replied, I know, monkey's out of control, but when you've got it, flaunt it, I suppose. Do you remember that this was a show for children, Redbridge Libraries? Did you remember that children are going to see the big dildo?
The fact that they're saying flaunt it means they know there's a giant dildo in front of the kid's face. And they're
and
proud
an exposed
of it.
Anus as well.
Yeah, and they're proud of that.
Yeah. Flaunt it. That was their response. Again, heads should roll. Conservatives, you make a huge deal out of this. Make sure whoever organised this gets fired. Make sure that they can't speak, they can't move for people saying, why haven't you fired that guy? Why haven't you fired that guy? Why haven't you fired the guy who's putting an anus and a dildo in front of kids' faces? I mean, why is that a controversial thing to have to advocate for?
But it's also
it's not shocking, right? That, oh, that guy should be fired.
Like, the practical politics of it as well. Like, you've currently got every Tory MP having to apologise because someone who isn't them has said something online. Well, then why do you not have every Labour MP having to apologise for their own party in a controlling area having dildo monkey? In front of kids.
Pretty Patel is a racist and she's oppressive, but Dildo Monkey is just fine. Anyway, they did eventually end up apologising for this.
Pretty Patel, you're a racist. Yeah, well, Labour, you're a pedo.
Yeah, you're pedos. Dildo Monkey, Dildo Monkey, Dildo Monkey. Don't say a damn thing to me until you've dealt with this. But anyway, they were forced to apologise, of course. But the thing about the apology is, after the "you've got it flaunted" part, well, it seems kind of hollow, doesn't it? During an event put on at the library today, there was a performance by a carnival arts company. Unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate, and we were not aware of the time of the booking. Sure, liar, you weren't. Liar, liar, sure, liar. You weren't. Just flaunt it. Just flaunt it. But you weren't aware. You weren't aware. We deeply apologise for the offence caused, and this is being looked into, and a further statement will be made. This event was arranged by Vision and not by Redbridge Council. Yeah, well, you paid them to arrange it, didn't you? They didn't do it randomly.
Flaunt it.
Flaunt it, you said. Upon receiving further complaints, complaints passed on by the leader and deputy leader, we have ceased the performance and are truly apologetic for the distress caused to residents. This will never happen again. Yeah.
I don't trust them.
Don't trust you. Should be fired. There was, unsurprisingly, a backlash from Muslim parents, but
based.
Why? Why only Muslim parents? Like, what?
The only based group in the country, apparently.
I mean, I haven't checked the demographics of this area, actually, to be honest, so maybe there's a reason for that.
But still, you'd expect everyone to be like, nah.
Yeah. This was got a backlash from the local Muslim community, and Labour MP Wes Streeting questioned how anyone involved, including your staff, could have thought that a costume described by one national journalist with depressing accuracy as a rainbow dildo butt monkey was appropriate for family audiences around our libraries and public realm, let alone a festival aimed at promoting literacy among children. Good question. Why is it the Labour MP that has to say that, and why are none of the Conservative MPs saying that? And so the question is, why aren't the Conservatives doing anything about this? And, well, Boris has been pictured with this troop.
I'm going to kill myself. Jesus Christ. Goddamn Conservatives.
In Boris's defence, this picture was taken at the launch of the Thames Festival in 2008 when he was Mayor of London. I don't know whether
he was still a conservative.
I don't know whether the dildo and anus are present on the monkey costume in this photo either, because the view is blocked. Yeah. So it could be that they didn't have a dildo and anus on it.
You can still see the tits.
You can. So maybe it is exactly the same costume. I haven't got any further information on that, I'm afraid.
Where is this photo from again? Was it a
2008 Thames Festival when he was the Mayor of London?
What's a Thames Festival?
I don't know, a festival about on the Thames, I suppose. There probably would have been kids present, so probably still not appropriate.
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Anyway, moving on, let's go to Nonce Watch in America, because if you think that noncery is a British left-wing phenomenon, you're wrong. It's a worldwide left-wing phenomenon. This was sexually explicit books that Wisconsin School District provided to their children, which... kind of weird. So Elmbrook School District offered students access to books and information via online library, this Sora database it's called. Books including a book called This Book is Gay and Queer. This Book is Gay offers a play-by-play explanation of how to use Grindr and other sex apps.
These books were for children again?
Yeah. Children. School children. Need to know how to use Grindr. Thanks, leftists.
I think people need to know how to use wood chippers.
The book Queer, which parents dubbed sexually explicit, provides students with an in-depth analysis of anal sex, oral sex, one-night stands, and vaginal sex with dildos. No mention of butt monkeys, though.
Not very progressive.
The book also discusses the relationship between God and the LGBT community. Somehow, God always comes into the picture when queer people come out, the authors claim. I can imagine he does. When you're like, yeah, so kids, this is how you do anal sex. And the conservatives are like, listen, we need to talk to you about God. I agree with those conservatives at this point. And they're like, well, for some reason, God always comes into it. Yeah, God probably doesn't want you putting things up children's asses. Don't know why I have to say that.
Like, I'm disappointed in the lack of lightning coming out of the sky to strike you.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a good point. It was good enough to destroy a George Floyd mural. Parents are also concerned because the books do not align with the state of Wisconsin's sex education policy, which actually leans towards abstinence. So this is an example of leftist subversion.
Could you imagine telling children they shouldn't be doing anal sex with each other at the age of 5? God, what a kooky conservative idea.
Yeah, I know. The Wisconsin state education policy is like, we shouldn't teach kids to use Grindr.
These conservatives have gone too far, folks.
I know.
Family Guy was right.
So the next one is a Black Lives Matter activist who was accused of molesting 62 children and has returned to work. as the director of a school board in Denver. School board director, accused of molesting 60 children, plus undocumented students as well.
So what happened? Like, he's currently being charged?
It's currently under investigation.
Then he should be banned from anywhere near kids.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe in presumption of innocence and guilty, innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not saying he's done anything or anything like that. I have no idea. But the point is, the investigation is ongoing. And for some reason, he has been allowed back to his position because the investigation has been going on for more than 30 days. It's like, well, I mean, it's taking longer than I expected.
Yeah.
So go back to work. It's fine. I mean, he is of course denying these unsubstantiated false allegations, and I'm not familiar with the investigation, so you know, I'm not saying he's guilty or anything like that, but I can understand why people would be like, look, probably when you've been accused of molesting 62 kids, you shouldn't be working in a school.
You should have an order on you. Must yeah. not be 1,000 yards near a public school, or something like that.
Just you know, relieved from your duties until the investigation is clear and it comes back that actually, no, none of these are true for some reason. You know, like, I don't know why. So, you know,
all of the 62 kids were lying or something.
Yeah, I guess.
You can have your job back. That's...
Exactly. That's fine. But anyway, moving on, because of course, nonsense is on the march in America, right? This is Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. California governor, signed a controversial bill into law Friday that would give judges greater discretion to decide whether adults who commit sodomy with minors should be placed on the sex offender registry or not. Yes, you may well have had anal sex with a child, but do you need to go on the sex offender registry? Well, we'll give the judges discretion.
You may be a nonce, but you're not a sex offender.
That's literally California's position. Remember, they're the people who made it legal to give people AIDS. Is that not...
There is nothing to salvage from California.
There really isn't.
Nothing to salvage whatsoever, is there?
Possibly a giant earthquake. The bill, which passed the Democrat legislature last week, created a firestorm as proponents said its main purpose was to end discrimination against LGBT adults who have oral and anal sex with minors who claim to be consenting to the sexual activity. Welcome to California, Callum.
Well, we're going to decriminalise pedos off the sex offender register because too many LGBT people end up on this list. What on earth are you doing? What on earth is... What? Like, okay, fine, yeah, the LGBT includes a P now. That's what they're saying.
Democrat State Senator Scott Wiener said, he introduced the legislation, by the way, said that this would put an end to blatant discrimination against young LGBT people engaged in consensual activity. So.
They are going to propose a bill between now and 2030, I'm calling it, decriminalising paedophilia as a mental illness instead of... a crime.
Yes.
And they're going to argue that it, because it harms too many LGBTQIA plus P people.
Yes.
They're going to do it.
And do you know why they're doing this, right? Because
they're pedos.
Yes, they're pedos. But also because this is discriminatory against gay people. Do you know why? Because at the moment, if a straight person molests a child, the judge actually has the freedom to decide whether they should go on the sex offender registry or not. So nonsense is basically up to judges' discretion. Why is a great question.
Well, who legalised that?
I don't know. Because California, right? But they're like, okay, so for straight people doing it to children, that's something that might not get them on the sex offender registry. But for gay people, that does put them on there. And so they're like, well, we need to get rid of it for gays as well. Because otherwise, that's homophobia. Not joking.
Morons are these people. You make it illegal for straights as well. That's the solution.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I would do, but apparently no. But I love the rhetoric that's around this. Like, look at this, proving he's a true champion for the LGBT community, even when it's hard. Gavin Newsom.
I can't think of worse optics.
I know.
Than like, I'm a champion for the LGBT pedos. Who does that?
But it's ending discrimination against LGBTQ young people on the sex offender registry. Thank you for seeing through the QAnon lies about equality legislation.
Who brought up QAnon?
He did.
QAnon.
QAnon are the only people who don't want children being molested in this day and age, apparently.
The conspiracy theory that there's a pedo network that controls the world. And you're bringing it up as you decriminalise putting pedos on the sex offenders registry.
Yes.
But in favour of the LGBT community.
Yes. This is anti-discrimination.
They have no self-awareness whatsoever.
New frontiers in human rights. This, like,
they've never met anyone who isn't hard left, have they?
No. Well, it's California.
They can't even think. They can't even think for a second. How does this look outside of my very small bubble?
No, not even slightly. But make no mistake, the politics here are hard with the massive Trump QAnon and MAGA misinformation campaign against the legislation.
Oh, What are they alleging?
The facts are clear. This ends discrimination against LGBT people. California took yet again another step towards an equitable society. It's weird how their view of an equitable society involves so much rape of children. I just find that really weird.
Because they probably consider paedophilia to be a sexuality.
And a mental disorder. Well,
mental disorder rather than a criminal action.
Yes. But I just... That's not my view of what an equitable society looks like. I think that both straights and gays should...
I don't want an equitable
go
society.
...go to jail if they rape children. Don't know why I have to say that. Don't know why I have to say that.
Well, should both be on the register? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Well, no, I think they should... Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, but, like, I think they should be punished. And,
yeah, yeah, both of them, but the question for this one was about the register.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, it's so weird, his defense of this, right? It's because, obviously, current law targets LGBT individuals because they do not engage in penile vaginal intercourse. This is such horrific homophobia. It's irrational and it ruins people's lives. That's right. It's the homophobia that's the problem.
Is this the senator talking?
Yeah. These are literal quotes from him. It's mad. They vote for this in California.
It's kind of nut job stuff you'd expect. Like, you went to the conference and you found the one guy who's clearly crazy and then filmed him. Not the senators for the party.
Yeah. It's nut picking fallacy is what they call it. And,
Well, what if the whole thing's a bag of nuts?
And what if they elect the nuts to the positions of power? And then the nuts are like, well, don't put the pedos on the sex offender registry because they're gay.
That's
the
homophobic.
Straight pedos aren't
it's,
on there.
It's homophobic to not criminalise pedos. Do you listen to yourself?
Moving on. I loved this. Remember the San Francisco gay men's chorus where they said, literally, we're coming for your children. Not terrifying when a bunch of really weird looking men say that.
And then it turned out.
And
pedos.
Yeah, but what I love about the progressives, and this is from the Daily Dot, is that we were just pretending to be pedos. Conservatives are furious. At satirical "We'll Convert Your Children" song by the Gay Men's Chorus. It was a satire, guys. It was all just a big joke.
I was just pretending to be retarded.
Just pretending to be a pedo. Just, it's a big joke, right? So the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is composed fully of gay men, and they have their own sense of humor. That humor is not playing well with conservatives, who are responding with incredible furor to a satirical song the group has been performing and posted on YouTube.
Again, the stupidity. At least one of them we knew was convicted of raping a child.
Hang on, we'll get to it.
Don't call that a gay man. That's a pedo.
There's been a ton of backlash, in part because the go-to for conservatives is to call people sex offenders, and gay men get called pedophiles a lot.
Only when they're pedos. Unless you're defining pedos as gay.
Maybe it's just gay men in California that get called pedos a lot.
I think it's the pedos who get called pedos.
But they're decriminalizing it in California.
That's what I mean. Like, they look at a grown man raping a child, boy, and they're like, that's homosexuality because they're both men. It's like, no, that's pedophilia because age matters.
But I love the cope here, right? Apparently, some of the names from the chorus can be found on the sex offender registry list, but they're all supposedly common names and could be anyone. Oh, yeah. Yes, all of the people from our gamers chorus. This is names, aren't they? Just common names. That could be anyone on the sex offender register. Right? It could be anyone.
It could be any Bartholomew Smith the Fifth.
Yeah, exactly.
So many pedos in California, who knows?
Even if there is someone in the chorus who is a registered sex offender, it's definitely not some QAnon conspiracy level corruption situation. Who said that it was? Who said that it was? But it turns out, it seems that maybe there probably are a few convicted pedos on the San Francisco gay men's chorus. But I mean, Gavin Newsom's going to do something about that, and soon it won't even be a crime. So that's good. If we get to the next one. So using the Wayback Machine, the Western Journal apparently obtained a scrubbed list of chorus members and cross-referenced their names with a database of registered sex offenders in California, which is going to get a lot shorter, isn't it? In 2001, Lawrence Earl Freiberg was similarly convicted of lewd or lascivious, I can't pronounce that, acts with a child under the age of 14, and there is an Earl Freiberg listed on the roster. Probably.
Is that a common name?
Nah, probably a different Earl Freiberg. There's probably millions of them.
Freiberg.
Yeah. Probably loads of Earl Freibergs in California. Lewis,
who are also on the sex offender registry.
Yeah, who are also on the sex offender registry. Lewis Cuadra, again, very common name in California, probably loads of those, was convicted of lewd or lascivious acts.
Just say pedoism.
pedoism. Not, he was nonsing with a child under 14 years of age in 2018, released in 2020. He appears, or his name appears, as the first on the list of the group's board members in September. And then you have Keith Aaron Pepper, must millions of them, who is also convicted of noncery with a child under 14 years of age of in 1988. And Keith Pepper appears on the list of the group's board members. So I don't know that they're exactly the same people. I mean, they do look kind of similar.
Didn't
to
they
pictures,
have some images, though? And the images look pretty much the same as well.
They did, but I don't know. It's not necessarily confirmed. It's just really, really coincidental. That's
that they're screaming, "We're coming for your children."
And they're screaming that we're coming for your children.
What a coincidence.
What a bunch of coincidences. And they're busy decriminalizing noncery in California.
Another coincidence.
Just amazing how these keep stacking up.
Is that rendering?
I think that's it.
God. I'm mad. Okay, let's go to the video comments. Get some white pills. For people listening, it was the Australian advert about COVID, you know, the fear porn. And then bread is more dangerous for your health than you think. Stay keto.
Based.
Paid for by Carl.
Hello, my lotus-eating friends. I just wanted to remind you, memento mori, remember, you are all going to die. Therefore, amor fati. Love your fate. Embrace suffering, as Christ did on the cross.
I'm legit going to send that to the Conservatives. I'm going to start emailing all of them.
I think you might be arrested. I mean, his death threats go. That's a pretty good
one.
It's
not a death threat.
That's how I'll be represented in court when you send it to all the Conservatives. Well, Carl Benjamin sends death threats then I get to literally every MP.
Then I get to make a big speech about Stoicism.
I bet if you did go to court, that's what you'd do.
Probably.
The racist abuse I've received online. It's just really awful. It's just really awful. Gav yourselves.
That was good.
That was God. Yeah. That doesn't really work with the new notes, though, does it? It's plastic.
Literal Black Lives Matter.
It's late right now, so my apologies for not having the camera on. To a certain impressionist, I must thank you for something. I must apologize for not knowing your name, but you will not understand how bad of a day I had. And just decided, sack it, I'll watch the Lotus Eaters now that I'm back home from the worst day I've had in a long time. And then I hear you do an impression of me, and I needed a good laugh. Thank you very much. I hope wholesomeness is allowed in video comments.
Sorry, yeah, well, that's good.
If characters are fighting sword versus sword, you see them block a sword attack with the blade edge of their own sword. There's a reason why you should never actually do that in real life. Do you want to know why? I'll show you.
Oh.
Yep.
I never thought of that.
Oh, he's absolutely right. You always block the flat.
Huh.
I mean, to be honest with you, historically, sword fights weren't really a thing. Because you always had a shield and a sword. So you block with the shield and stab with the sword.
Like, I'm stupid. I never thought of these things in my life.
Yeah, I mean, look at Roman swords. They're only like 2 feet long, so they're only that long anyway. The sort of fencing is very much an affectation of like 17th and 18th centuries.
Was it real then?
Probably, yeah.
But was it just like one-on-one duels, things like that?
Yeah. I
suppose more you'd shoot each other, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I should describe the last comment we had from the Civic Nationalist for people listening, which was him crying while wiping his eyes with money, pretending to be these poor oppressed millionaires. Go to the next one.
Carl, good morning, my fellow keto fascist. How are you doing? So I've been doing keto about a year now. Started around the same time you did. And to date, have lost about 25 pounds. Now, I know that's a little bit hard for you people in the UK to conceptualize, since for whatever reason you weigh things with rocks.
You so count things with burgers.
Standard American conversion, I've lost over 80 burgers.
See? Look, very, very, very good. Very good. I salute you.
What's 80 burgers? 80 burgers. What's the average weight of a burger? Do you use McDonald's burgers or do we use...
I assume you use McDonald's burgers. How many rocks is that?
Oh, God. You know what's weird? I use kilograms. I don't use stone at all.
Are you fucking foreigner?
It's because I do physics. So.
All right, Frenchie.
However.
So I found evidence that there is a God. the mural of St. Floyd was in Ohio was destroyed by a lightning strike, blown apart by a lightning strike.
That's a great point, but the question now is which god?
Allahu Akbar.
I say Zeus.
Allahu Akbar.
No, it's definitely the master of lightning who did this.
Hello, Cedars. If any of you happen to be Italian-American like myself, I'm part Italian, part Lithuanian, but my last name is definitely Italian, then you can use one of the left's arguments against them in a way that they will not be able to counter. They don't understand what it's like to be an Italian-American. I mean, you know, black people go through struggles, trans people go through struggles, but none of them understand what it's like to be an Italian-American because they don't have the lived experience. The largest mass lynching in U.S. history was done to Italian-Americans. We were always either stereotyped as part of the mobs or being chef, and many Italians were actually forced to join the mafia because they had no other way to get money, so they had to join crime. We are discriminated against in history, and no one can understand it but us.
They also have to be pasta.
Yeah, also, you were invaded by the Moors. Also, you're not white. So there is a long list of things you can argue from being an Italian-American. That's totally true.
Take your crown as people of color, kings.
Used one of the whitest looking pictures of Priti Patel that they could in yesterday's article that y'all showed.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Like, that black MP is totally black, but Priti Patel, she's white. Okay. Like, she's definitely browner than the black MP of Liverpool, so.
She's Indian.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She's got browner skin than the black MP. How does that happen? Exactly, right? And yet they use like really white photos of her, as white as they can.
The black MP is legally black?
Yeah, she's legally license? Black. She's got a license to be black. Apparently Priti Patel is illegally Indian, I guess. Let's go for the next one.
What do you think about my not having a routine? Perhaps you could argue it's a chaotic routine. However, the world just forces it upon me. If you notice how airbending these glasses are, if I want to actually try and do something useful or maybe possibly enjoy something, I have to find these things every single day. And if you notice, I change the glasses today because I can't find the other ones.
What do you think of routines?
I think a routine is a good thing, providing structure and order. I mean, honestly, the need for a routine is why I set all of this up.
Yeah. I will say, since before we did this, like, we'd work remotely, me, Carl, and John, and the working hours were just whenever we're all around and could do a thing. So we'd be up at, like, you know, random times and a lot of it at night because we're all night owls.
Yeah.
And this is more productive, I'll say that.
Yeah, way more. And it just, I think there is a value of structure and order when it comes to routine. And especially if you're talking about young people, like children, my kids definitely need routine. Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure there are cases where not having a routine is good and productive, but I think for most people, probably just get a good routine.
Like, it's stand the test of time. Like, isn't one of the things you're meant to do as well is if you get abandoned and on an island or if you're on your own?
Oh, probably, yeah.
For your own mental health's sake, so...
Right, I've not heard that, but I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm sure the psychologist can correct me.
Yeah.
Let's go for the next one.
Since y'all aren't becoming less popular with time, what are you going to do once there are too many video comments for you to respond to in 30 minutes?
I don't know. I was thinking about this. I think we might just have to, like, select the best ones or something like that if there are way too many, because it's just...
I don't see any other options. Like, I don't know what else we can do.
But we're not there yet, so we can enjoy it for now.
Placed in America in the 1700s, being a conservative would grant you the label of a loyalist, siding with King George III and keeping the Americas under the rule of the crown. Based. To be a liberal would be siding with the Patriots, being independent of the crown, overseeing the writing of the American Constitution, and thus the creation of the United States. I'm assuming Sargon would be in favor of the Patriots. Then again, he is English, I wouldn't put it past him to be a loyalist just to piss off the French. Anyway...
Sorry, how is it? Like, come on, you just proved his point there. Like, it's cringe to side with the rebellion because you're helping the French and that's gay, so...
Exactly. No, I would definitely have supported the revolutionaries. I think they have the right moral argument. Excuse us while Callum dies for a second. Let's go for the next comment.
Follow up to the democracy comment. Sargon, I intentionally excluded constitutionalism when asking about democracy. The imposition of Christian morals via English colonialism was a win for the world. It was not democratically decided upon by other peoples imposed upon. The point is, democracy may be the best system, but is not an end within itself. The protection of individual sovereignty is. A constitution that is actually respected, even without democracy, may be better than what exists in the West currently. The way things are going, the anarchist, anti-democracy position is increasingly appealing. Can you present any good counter-arguments?
I'm just going to say yes and move on.
Apparently I need to learn how to read and drink. Look at the next one.
So Daniel Neal was responding to me in regards to the taxes. And so I do not support progressive tax. Apologies if it came across that way. I believe there should be a flat tax for everyone. So you pay a certain percentage of your income as taxes. And then it would be fair across the board. The local property tax is done that way in a similar way to where, at least where I live, where your assessed value, which is typically like your purchase price, and then it increases 2% every year for inflation purposes, is multiplied by the tax rate area, which is determined, and the everyone in that area pays the same rate.
See, combine that with the previous comment about like anarchism, and honestly, I'm getting more and more towards the taxationist theft position.
Michael Myers is making me an anarchist.
Well, I just don't like being taxed.
Yeah. What do you think of the... Because Tim Pool makes a very convincing argument for the progressive tax system. I'm not going to say he doesn't. But I must say, the flat tax system just seemed the fairest. Not just because you're like, oh, everyone gets paid the same rate, you know, percentage, yeah, and therefore it's fair. But more...
Equality.
It's not that. There's no way of duking it. There's no way of being like, oh, here's a million complex tax rules that the United States has, purposely to be insane, so you have to hire an accountant.
Yeah.
And it's also purposely that way, so you can make all those deductions and millionaires don't pay the amount.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? The regular person can't afford like a high-flying accountant who can know all and take them through all the loopholes so they save loads of money, but the people with lots of money can, so it's like...
Yeah, the US tax system being so complicated isn't a mistake. It's purposely done.
Same here.
And if you make a simple tax system and you make it sort of constitutional, it can't be undone, then that would make the whole world a bit fairer because you know who's paying what. They're paying the same rate as you. You can look at the taxes, and if they're not paying the rate, which is set, say, 28, then you know they're screwing over the place.
Yep.
Let's go for the next one.
Hey, guys. This isn't an anime suggestion for you guys, but seriously, oh, Attack on Titan really isn't all that political. If you want an actually political anime, Code Geass, made in 2007, attacks things like colonialism, but also looks at things like national identity, and it juxtaposes communism, fascism, and liberalism. That's a good show to watch. Not suggesting it to you guys, though.
Well, thank you, Chris, for not suggesting an anime. Thank God. Was that the last one?
I'm thinking about Fallout New Vegas, sorry.
We're not getting into tax policy. Let's are there any more video comments?
We're coming.
Kawhi.
For your chair.
Robo 6, going dark.
Just coincidences, we're sure. We have been assured by, in fact, the Daily Dot that all of these are completely coincidences. Anyone could have those names.
Anyone at all.
Yeah.
Just for people listening, it was someone.
All showing, common surnames. Could be all anyone. Names,
and then showing the sex offender register.
Gay men get called paedophiles a lot. How could you? This is QAnon.
This is homophobia. Let's go to the next one.
I'm afraid the corruption and unaccountability is not limited to big government. My local council recently voted themselves more money by unanimously agreeing on a 5% council tax rise.
What a shock.
Meanwhile, a friend of mine, who is not a wealthy man, but built himself a decent house, is worried about losing that house because his council tax bill is so unbelievably high. When's King Richard getting back?
Great question.
Worst thing I'm annoyed about on the council tax was the police and crime commissioner. Because I was in the middle of moving from Reading to Swindon as well when that went up. So I've got a bill from both showing me the percentage of both going up. And they both went up, I think it was like 8%.
Really?
And it's just like, police and crime commissioner. I don't even think this position should exist. And this has gone up by 8% in both areas in the UK. What a waste of money, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they weren't constantly screwing me on taxes and everyone else on taxes, I probably wouldn't be edging towards the taxationist theft position. But if they're going to keep just raising it, it's just like, okay, well then, screw you.
You're not going to like the NCR when we do the Fallout New Vegas preview.
No, I'm not. Marcus says, let's just shoot the billionaires in space. I've been saying it the whole time. Adam says...
Leftists are getting what they want. Why they
yeah, exactly. What are you worrying about?
It's extremely dangerous. They're probably going to die in the end.
That was the thing. It's like, you know, it was Bezos and his brother going up. I'm like, Christ, you know.
It's a huge risk.
Like, that's massive. Massive risk. Elon Musk and Richard Branson on the same flight or something. So that's scary. I'd let Elon, and Adam says, I'd personally let Elon Musk pay $0 in tax. Oh, God damn it. Why are we constantly talking about taxes? $0 in taxes anywhere in the world. Allow SpaceX and Tesla to also pay $0 in taxes because they're at least providing a net good to the advancement of humanity, which is fair. Mage Tom says, everyone has been using the Soyuz rocket to get to the ISS, which costs about $81 million per seat. So to get to ride to the ISS and be allowed to stay there for 10 days for $55 million is great. Once again, the market provides. Market forces, they work. Deal with it, commies.
I just realize how bad this is going to sound, but the only sad thing out of all of that is, I don't know how you say it, like Romosko or whatever it is, the Russian space program is kind of screwed if they don't have Soyuz to go up to the ISS.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad because it's, you know, it's the big titan of the space race, the other one. And that's going to probably be dead by the end of this.
Yeah. Well, but there will be new innovative solutions that are cheaper than before.
Yeah. I'm also pro killing NASA, so why not?
Perhaps defunding NASA is a better way of putting it, but...
Well, I'd say killing the organisations. They're also very, very woke NASA. Like, they have a whole section on diversity and inclusion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Defund it. Rowan says, I'd happily go to Mars and return for less money from the Greta Brigade about climate change. But the Pink Time and Lotus Eaters podcast would be murder.
Well, it's such true. A good solution to the climate change debate as well. We'll get another climate.
Yeah, leave. Edward said, this is amazing. Also, partially as this means it can now be a private venture, especially it's going to get cheaper and cheaper, which we've already seen. Soon we can slip the surly bonds of Earth and touch the face of God before he lightning bolts another George Floyd memorial. I'd happily move to Mars. Space colonialism is best colonialism. Theodore says, I despise the environmentalists. First billionaires try a thing, aviation in the 1910s and space travel in the 2020s. Then within a few decades, we can have normal plebs do a space travel. Yeah, exactly. That's the point, right? Is that literally, if this becomes an industry, you will eventually be able to afford it. Justin says, we need to massively fund space exploration, find another planet and send all the communists there to do as they wish. Well, they can start a nice commune, can't they? You know?
Yeah, see? We can get my policy, finally.
Yeah. These environmental activists wouldn't be complaining if the billionaires were going 50 miles up for a climate change convention. Good point.
You know, his next flight, he should do that. I'm doing this to raise awareness of climate change.
Yeah. Matthew, the billionaire climate change meeting on the ISS. Yeah. Matthew Wilson says, why do activists want to defend the universe from mining? The universe destroyed George Floyd Memorial with lightning. The universe is racist. Hashtag cancel the universe. Yeah, it's really weird. It's like, oh, we need to leave it in pristine state. What, for someone else?
So what do you mean pristine state?
What?
It's always changing.
No one else has mined that asteroid.
But like entire solar systems disappear every day and you're like, yeah, pristine. What pristine state? What are you talking about?
Oh, this is universe change. We just fight against universe change.
Babylon B should get some good stuff out of this.
Yeah, exactly. Ignacio says, it's disgusting to see politicians refusing to call out Cuba as a dictatorship, a brutal repression, even claiming that it's far right to call Cuba a dictatorship. God damn it, that'd be stupid, wouldn't it? On a white-pilling note, Spain has ruled the first coup for lockdown unconstitutional and all fines are now null. Baby steps. Yeah, it's a good start, I suppose. Student of History says, I stand by my comment a few days ago. Viva Cuba al infierno con los castros y el comunismo. Long live Cuba and to hell with the Castro and communism. Yes, I agree, but just not in Spanish. Y-L, I suppose it's not a Y, it's E, right? Kevin Fox says,
one thing I hate about Spanish, they're like, oh, we're the language you can read phonetically. E. It's a Y.
Yeah.
Why?
No, we can't. There can be no peace between our languages.
Just make sure that Anglo dominates this planet.
Exactly.
English
down forever. Kevin Fox says, Cuban socialist police shooting Cuban freedom protester. US to blame, obviously. Wasn't the BLM argument that if a black person shoots another black person, the white man is to blame for making the gun? Yeah, and they are trying to make it so that you can sue gun manufacturers for someone shooting someone else with your gun, with one of their guns. Like, that doesn't make sense.
What?
You ran down my child. I'm suing Ford.
They should have body-proofed this car.
Yeah, exactly. What? Pirate Skeleton says, I'm from Puerto Rico. Unfortunately, a lot of people from here never experienced socialism, so the liberal Puerto Ricans tend to heavily lean to the left and view socialism with rose-tinted glasses. That being said, the religious right from PR is based as F and would never buy into the socialist lie. Hopefully, seeing the plight of Cuba will wake some of them up. Yeah, well, good luck. James says, as Tucker Carlson said, every time Democrats bring in a new voter, they dilute Americans' political power, which they do. Now the same thing is happening to the Democrats, and they're terrified of Florida becoming a safe Republican seat. The Dems are the party of hypocrisy. Well, if they didn't have double standards, isn't it? George Happ says, Nonswatch should have Will Convert Your Children's song as an intro, since you're going to have the segment quite often. Not a bad idea.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. Also, in fairness to the library, if that abomination appeared while I was there, I would bury my head in the book I was reading, or at least pick up a How to Build a Flamethrower manual. No, we're not going to defend them for their nonsense. Chad Koala says, funny how the people who want lives made unlivable for saying anything that can be tenuously construed as racism don't have anything to say about people grooming children. Really makes you think. Well, it doesn't make me think very hard. They're one and the same. Deplatform, destroy the racists, nonsify the kids. Labour 2021.
Vote left.
Yeah, vote left. Yeah. I mean, literally, though. Matthew says, if you have to ask why reading comprehension requires a rainbow dildo butt monkey, you're part of the problem, fascist. Good point. Yanalis says, please explain to me how a dancing rainbow monkey gets kids to start reading. If anything, they'll just stop to watch the spectacle. Yeah, it's even worse. David says, so to be fair, the reason they gave for the judge's discretion for cases for 18 and 17 year olds having a relationship, but there are plenty of cases in the US of two minors ending up on sex offenders list because they are dating in high school. Yeah, but that's also ridiculous, and that happens here. Like, there are children who are on the convicted sex offender registry for taking nude photos of themselves and sending them to other kids in the school, and now they're trafficking child porn. So yeah.
You think the law could reflect reality better there than just declaring that paedophiles are legal?
Yeah.
In regards to the registry?
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong, David's not wrong that...
I would have thought there were better solutions than this.
Yeah, than giving judges license to basically be like, well, it doesn't matter how old the man is, you know, I mean, put a limit on it.
It's not like the legislature has a limited number of words they can use in the bill. Yeah. They're just like, well, I ran out of characters, mate. What am I going to do?
Justin says, I expect the lenience given to judges regarding not adding sex offender will be if the perpetrator was duped into it by the child. In other words, if a 15-year-old who looks 18 lies to someone, actually, that's a fair point. The perpetrator should still...
You have the law take that into account.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
But you could have in the court case, if this is the case.
Yeah, if they were deceived or something, then sure, you know.
Again, they're not limited. They can,
The perpetrator should still face some punishment, but it should be more lenient in some circumstances. I'm only guessing for this, though, which is fair. SH Silver says, I agree with Carl's point about leftist assumptions being absorbed into the mainstream. That's why conservatives are having such a hard time arguing against lockdowns or communist regimes, as they are steeped in leftist sympathies. However, Carl also mentioned alt-right assumptions being absorbed to the other side, which I'd like him to explain, as it seems to me the alt-right and ethnats are all but gone. Yeah, I should have clarified that already. So, the assumption being that there is a nation state and that the nation state is built on an ethnic group is true, right? These are truth statements about Europe, right? These are true statements about...
Well, it's a true statement about Africa too.
African countries, Asian countries. All of the countries outside of the Americas are built on ethnic groups. These assumptions have broadly been reflected in conservative thought, I would suggest.
Yeah.
Because they're true.
How does majority rule for South Africa make sense otherwise?
Yeah. What does Kurdish liberation look like if not a Kurdish state?
What's Irish republicanism?
State. Yeah, exactly. So it's not that, I mean, but these aren't necessarily alt-right positions. Sorry, necessarily only alt-right positions. There are other people who can say, well, that also reflects reality, which it does. But that doesn't mean they're white supremacists or anything like that. That doesn't make them racist or anything like this. This is just something that's true about the world.
Polish self-determination isn't based on racial nationalism.
No.
Based on ethno-nationalism, though, in which the ethnicity of the Polish reserve state for the Polish.
But yeah, but it's not even like a way of saying like other race is bad or something. It's not white supremacy. It's not black inferiority or anything of like that.
It's not even Polish supremacy. It's just the Poles live here. They
self-determination
should not be split up by the Germans, Russians, and the Austrians.
Which, I mean, we all agree that these groups should have self-determination. What's wrong with that?
I mean, leftists even leftists in when they talk agree with this. like with the Kurds and the Irish, for example, when they argue that the IRA are the good guys. They're not.
Yeah, they're not. Ryan says the Tories are so underwhelming. It's pretty pointless and actually gives and actually quite generous to still call them conservatives these days. I know the party is called conservatives, but when they are at the point where they're endorsing the socialist left-wing talking points, it just seems ridiculous. But then again, Antifa are called anti-fascist. North Korea is called the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Hey. The Lib Dems are called Liberal Democrats and Labour are called Labour. Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, imagine anyone from the Labour Party doing an honest day's work. Which one? Jeremy Corbyn? Never done an honest day's work in his life. Keir Starmer, was he a barrister or something?
He was a prosecutor for the CPS.
There we go.
And during the grooming gang scandal.
Didn't he go very lightly on the grooming gangs?
He didn't perform well.
No. Weird.
It's not, really it's not weird. Something you would bring up as a point of pride in your manifesto or campaigning stuff.
I'm not reading out any comments that smear the good name of Bigfoot with rainbow butt monkey.
Oh, for God's sake.
Chepanel says, cancel Disney Plus, subscribe to Lotus Eaters. Win. View me and Liberty. Keep up the great work. Thanks. Elliot says, if you're interested in Melbourne has gone into yet another lockdown over a whopping 2 confirmed cases. City with 5 million population.
Amazing. Shut it down, boys.
Tom says, Carl, what solution do you propose for the midwit question? Oh my God, I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say it.
Oh no, I've got one.
Go on.
So I was talking to you about this, but the franchise. Why is the franchise 18? Well, that's a standard that we have. Okay, so we're accepting that there should be standards on the franchise. It shouldn't be a free-for-all in which you let children vote. Because, I don't know, let's say we legalize child labor. They're paying taxes. They should vote. No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So, well, we can restrict the strength. We can restrict the franchise away from midwits, which is why we don't let 16-year-olds vote.
Yeah.
And then, well,
you how are you going to restrict it from midwits? How are you going to identify the midwits?
Well, you find
have
out.
Voted Labour.
That would be one. Yeah. But I'm just like I don't understand the holy 18 franchise. Like that makes no sense. In which case, if we're accepting that, and we're accepting that not everyone should be able to vote, because some people are goddamn morons, well, I'm all in favour of taking it back to 21, at least.
Yeah.
Who isn't? Like, I'm sorry, when I was 18, when everyone was 18, it's like, yeah, you can buy condoms or go and drive a car, but that doesn't mean your faculties are in a place that is necessarily...
I'd put it at 35 just to be safe.
Well, we'll start at 21. But this is also a thing I was talking to Josh about earlier. It's kind of another example of what you're talking about, where the Conservatives don't propose anything. Because at the moment, what we have is the leftists in the UK, and presumably in the US now, arguing that it should be 16. And the right-wingers being like, we'll just do nothing. We'll just keep it at 18.
Make more demands. Make more stringent demands. Exactly. Like, no, there's a 50.
There's a 50% chance you lose there. Like, if you were at least pushing something.
But even then, like, this is Trump's strategy. This is the classic negotiator strategy. They're like, oh, we want 16. What was it now? 18. Okay, we want it to be 50. Okay, what are we going to compromise on? We're going to compromise on 35. That's what we're going
to
compromise
on. Exactly. You have to push in the other direction to ever move anything.
Exactly.
And then say you go for, no, we want to raise it to 21. And then they're like, oh no, we'll compromise, keep it at 18. You've won anyway.
Exactly.
So who cares? But if you push nothing, you're going
to
lose.
But I would suggest that for the Conservatives, leaving at 18 is actually a loss because those people are more likely to vote Labour. So what you should be doing is trying to get it way into the mid-30s.
But no, consistency.
Push.
When you're looking at the people who are like, yeah, we should make it 16. These people aren't honest actors, don't interact with them. And also, the arbitrary 18 is arbitrary.
Yeah.
At least take it somewhere like 21 where you could argue that, for example, male puberty on faculties are finally
means
made them
test
adult.
It. If you have earned less than 25 grand in the last year, you don't vote.
Also, property. And then we just take it further and further until we kill out the midwits.
Based on taxation paid, if we've got to pay taxes.
I don't think that's prudent enough to deal with the midwit question. But yeah, that's a proposed solution. Yeah. What will people make of it? I mean, I just don't get the argument against raising to 21. What is there?
The great thing about 18. It is literally all of the liberal arts degrees holding left-wing Labour voters will never be able to vote again. But all of the hard-working, salt-of-the-earth plumbers, builders, you know, labourers, they'll be voting all the time.
Yes.
Perfect solution.
Why is that not desirable?
Exactly. Perfect solution.
Why do you want midwits voting?
I don't.
On that bombshell. Time for the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If you want more from us, go to lotuseaters.com. The video we've just done about Andrew Lawrence is coming out in half an hour.
Yeah.
So at 3 o'clock, go and check that out on the YouTube channel, the page, Rumble, so on and so forth. Please enjoy. I thought it was pretty good as well. And otherwise, thank you and goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.